I'm Notably Tex, and I want to introduce you to a new name who is poised to become the next big thing in Texas music. For his debut album, Stronger Ties, he brings to the table a host of original songs infused with some confident vocals and a sound that splits the gap between red dirt country, roots rock, and Americana. He'll be performing in Fort Worth on Saturday night at Magnolia Motor Lounge, but right now, he's my guest in the KETR studios. I'm excited to learn more about rising star Mason Lively. Welcome, man. How are you?
Hi there. Good to be here.
You're from down along the coast, aren't you?
I am. I grew up a little town called Inez, Texas, which is outside of Victoria, Texas, where I was born.
Okay. And, that's like between Corpus Christi and Houston.
And Houston. For people up here who don't really know a lot about the small towns down there, that's just how we reference it. And they're like, well, that's a pretty big gap. I'm like, there's a lot of towns in between there.
No, that's pretty standard for Texas, you know? Okay, cool. Are you still living in that area?
Like part-time. My guitar player, Carson, lives up in San Marcos, and I actually went to school there for a year, so I kind of live with him part-time, especially when we do shows, because it's better to be in the central part of the area.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I go up there in the middle of the week and spend the weekends, you know, going to shows. And so, yeah, I'm with my parents in Victoria and then with my guitar player in his apartment in San Marcos, kind of half and half by now.
That's cool. What was it like growing up in that kind of Victoria area for you?
Man, it's Texas. You know, no lie. Anything you hear about small town Texas, that's it, man. It's really cool and just a real laid back environment growing up there, and it's surrounded by, you know, classic country music, and that's really where I got my start with influences as far as, you know, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and it eventually just kind of branched out to all kinds of stuff, really.
What's the landscape like around there? Is it like a bunch of chemical plants? I don't mean to make it sound like it's some totally industrial wasteland or something, but I mean, is that the primary thing?
That's the thing. Most kids' dads worked at the plants and stuff.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of them on the coast. So, yeah,
gotcha.
That's pretty much the main job down there.
Our state, of course, is like its own country, and all these different corners, it's like completely different places. Well, that's fascinating. I appreciate you letting me know a little bit about that. So who would you attribute your love for music to? Maybe friends or family, or did you come upon a love for music on your own?
And as far as performing music, I'm really the first in my family to pick up a guitar and try my hand at it. And as far as influence goes, my family had a big part of it, because Victoria area, it's kind of behind on Texas music. They're
okay.
Not. It's kind of one of those areas. But my dad grew up in a lot of different cities in Texas, one of them being Wichita Falls. So he had a lot of the traveling experience growing up. So he brought a lot of that, you know, because Texas music back in the 70s, that's when it was really taking hold with guys like Jerry Jeff Walker and
That's when Willie brought the hippies and the rednecks together and all that. Sure.
Exactly. And Texas music was made.
Yes.
And he introduced me from a very young age to guys like Robert Earl Keen and Jerry Jeff and Pat Green, and that's when I really kind of started to take notice of the Texas music scene and thinking to myself, this is a little different from what's being played on mainstream radio, and I like it. And when I picked up a guitar at about 14 and started playing songs, it was those guys, and those guys were the first influence on my songwriting as well.
You know, anywhere from Commerce is going to be a little bit of a drive for ahead of you when you leave today. So I'm curious, what kinds of music do you listen to when you're out on a long road trip on these Texas roads? I'm assuming you're not jamming your own CD, but...
No, I take these long breaks from, you know, because we started recording in October, so I've had some time to really listen to these songs.
Yes.
And I probably haven't listened to one in weeks now, because I figured it helps, you know, because the more I listen to it, the more critical I get with it. Like,
right.
You know, I start critiquing things like, oh, I should have done this. But after a while, I'll listen to it, you know, after a few weeks, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is good. So I'm like, okay, this is healthy for me, you know, to do this process. But on the road, it's such a wide variety. And,
really?
And that's back to my growing up, you know. It's my grandma. I have the coolest grandma ever, because she introduced me to guys like the Eagles, Elvis,
nice.
Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, this is, you know, something a little different, but I love this. And that also takes influence with my music too. So it's rock, it's country, it's really Americana, sometimes bluegrass. I was listening to Emmylou Harris not too far
okay.
from here. And
yeah.
Sometimes I throw on some rap or something.
Okay, but, nice. No, that's cool.
Yeah, it's everything, man. That's how I like it.
You know, artists are known for whatever music it is that they record, of course, and sometimes people don't really consider, well, gosh, maybe that artist actually branches out and listens to all these drastically different styles of music behind the scenes. So I appreciate you explaining that. I'm speaking with Mason Lively on KETR. It's really impressive that you're putting out your debut album at only 20 years old, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And you sound quite refined for someone who is just getting started. It sounds like maybe you've got a seasoned producer or some others that were kind of helping you out with this first album. Is that true?
Thank you. Yeah, well, people kind of take, they see me at 20 years old and think that, he just started. I'm just starting this, the touring and the radio and putting out a full-length record and everything, but from the time I was 15, I was, playing in bars around my hometown. And
okay.
Something kind of strange for your parents to influence and push you on, but I did it, and I'm grateful for it because that's how I got the experience of playing the songs that I had written to crowds and seeing the response, and that's how a lot of these songs were picked, the songs that were really just loved after playing them, people coming up to shows and saying, man, that's a great song. I'm like, okay, this is album worthy. So, yeah, it's really neat being a young and experiencing this, and I'm very grateful for these opportunities because not a lot of young musicians can take hold of them.
And you've got this familiar name as the producer on this. I've never gotten to meet this guy, but he is a kind of a fixture on producer credit on a lot of albums. And I always like to joke that he and I must be in some way distantly related because our names sound similar. I'm Matt Minky. He's Pat Mansky. So, Pat Mansky was the producer, right?
Yes, sir. Pat is incredible, man. He's got that little studio, the Zone Studio outside of Austin, Dripping Springs. That's where we recorded it. And first of all, driving up to the studio, you're right there surrounded by the hills. So you're already in such a cool vibe to create music and stuff like that. Texas music, especially because you're in the heart of the hill country. And Pat's worked with some of the best guys in the business.
Oh, yeah.
And he was so good at steering the ship on each one of these songs and making sure that they were brought to life in the right way. And even a couple of them I wasn't expecting, to go that direction. Early Grave was one that I was expecting to be super rock and real distorted, and he said, let's muddy this up a bit, let's give it like a bluegrass but at the same time kind of a roots vibe to it. And
nice.
Now I can't hear the song any different.
Yeah.
I love it like that, so yeah, he's a genius for sure.
It's great to have somebody experienced and seasoned like that who can kind of say, hey, I've got experience with this. I know what this song needs.
Yeah, he's very great at it.
Got to have more cowbell. Okay, maybe that didn't come up. But Well, you've got some other talented people on the album that I wanted to talk about before we're done here today. But so you started out on guitar. I think you were around 14. And I think it wasn't long before the call to write songs just kind of naturally came to you, right?
Absolutely. I started writing. Yeah, it was surprising to everyone around me and to myself included. When I first started playing songs that I liked and started playing them on guitar, songwriting kind of snuck up on me. And,
really?
Of course, those first few songs, sucked, but I got to where I was writing songs and telling myself, I think these are good. These are pretty good. So, next it was my parents. They were always the second ones to hear, and they they are not good job parents. They are when it's good, but
yeah.
If I wrote a bad song, thought it was good to play for them, they're like, nah.
Okay, so they're brutally honest then.
They are brutally honest. I mean, they're super supportive, and they've, I couldn't do this without them, but and it's good because that way, the next filter is going into a crowd and playing it for them. And that way I can have a song that, okay, I like the song. My parents like the song. Hopefully these people like the
right.
song. And yeah, again, that was how a lot of these songs came to life because, people really responding to them.
That's the ultimate test markets right there. If the parents like it and then a crowd likes it, that it's got to be good.
Oh, yeah, I have these filters that I put them through via people.
Well, we're big proponents of diverse and eclectic music here on Notably Texan, so the different kind of ponds that you pull from on Stronger Ties, that's right up our alley here on this show. So if you are in that situation where maybe you're meeting somebody for the first time and they find out that you're a performing artist, how do you personally describe your sound to a newbie?
That's always the most difficult question, especially with this record. I used to just say country or Texas country, but I guess the best is alt country, Americana is the best way to describe it all because that is a pretty broad way. And I mean, just Texas music in general is really broad. And I'm a huge fan of what y'all play here at KETR. And I was listening to some of the stuff sitting outside.
Awesome.
And, man, everything that y'all have played is a big influence on me. So,
oh, great.
I'm super glad to be here and be a part of it.
Well, I know that you can't tune us in terrestrially in your hometown, but you can always stream us just so, I'll make sure you have the website when you go home.
There you go.
Are you the primary songwriter on these album cuts?
I am. I wrote all 10 songs.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That is honestly really impressive.
Thank you.
There are some huge names out there who have made massive careers for themselves in music and have never, you know, they never write their own songs. They just do other people's stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, man. I take pride in it. And a lot of these songs, you know, the oldest one on there is 3 years old. And a lot of them I've had to refine and really up to, you know, right before we go into record to make sure they're the best they can be. And it's just a process that I love to do because I wasn't very good at many other things growing up. So,
oh, come on. You're selling yourself short.
So, yeah, I love the process, the creative process of writing your own music.
That's excellent. So the first single that you've released from that Stronger Ties record, which comes out tomorrow, the first single is called Lonely Comes Back Around. I wanted to take a listen to this. Anything you want to tell me about this introductory tune?
Lonely is a song that I was not expecting for the first radio single. I liked it, and I thought it was kind of in the middle for best, you know, best to least best songs on the record. But my radio promoter and my manager were like, this is a radio song. It's short, it's catchy, and the more I listened to it in that mindset, I was like, okay, yeah, I catch on to it. And of course, now I just love it. But but yeah, it was just another song that I had written the first few lines, and I have a couple like this. And then after those first few lines, I sat on it for a long time. And then right before, you know, we went into the studio, I kind of caught wind, and I was like, okay, I got to write a couple of these songs that I've been sitting on for a while. And one was Lonely Comes Back Around, and the other was Heavy Toll, which is the first track on there. So yeah, I'm really proud of it, and I'm glad it's doing so well for only a couple weeks on the radio.
Well, I'll meet a woman, she takes me home, and love her, then leave her at the break of dawn. It might be cold and a little unethical. I might hold my soul to the ground, but I'll keep my love on the run before lonely comes back around. Lonely comes back around.
The looks of things, Mason, you're in sort of a calm before the storm because you're about to embark on what is going to be your first tour with your own album to show off. How excited are you to kind of let this record loose and hit the road and share it with everybody?
Yes, sir. I am beyond excited. This is the kind of thing I've been dreaming about for so long, and I'm so grateful that I can finally have the opportunity to push a record and tour and be with my friends that, you know, play music with me. And it's just a blast. We have so many dates on there that I'm so looking forward to a lot in this area too, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That
right.
I'm really excited to just gain more fans and push this wonderful record that we're really proud of.
That's cool, man. Well, you know, before you embark on that tour, do as much standing as you can, because you know you're going to be doing a ton of sitting as you go from place to place and kind of stuck in a vehicle.
I'm ready for it.
Awesome, man. Well, tell me a little bit about the band that you've got backing you on this album. You know, you brought in a CD with you today, so I'm getting to see the personnel for the first time on here, but you've got some really talented people behind you on this.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It started with my guitar player, Carson Pope, and you know, before this, we were kind of hopping around with a couple different guys on drums and bass. You know, we didn't really solidify anything. And he brought his brother in for drums, Austin Pope. And Nathan Hanna came in, and he plays a ton of different instruments. And he did, you know, bass, some guitar, banjo, mandolin. He was a huge help for arrangement and everything like that as well. And that was kind of my band for the record. And the beauty of recording in Austin is Pat brought in guys like Lloyd Maines, a legendary producer for steel guitar, and Cody Braun on fiddle, who plays with the wonderful, awesome band that I'm a huge fan of, Reckless Kelly. So
yes,
that was really cool. That's just a great experience to be around those guys.
That is so great, man. And I was really tickled to see another familiar name to us here, Stephanie Macias, who listeners might be like, well, who's that? Stephanie Macias has been recording under the moniker Little Brave for many years, and you have heard her music and in fact, an interview with her on this program. So, and she's really kind of does a drastically different style of music from you, so I was really tickled to see that you had recruited her for harmony vocals.
Oh, yeah. She's an incredible singer, and I couldn't be happier with the harmonies that she did. There was a couple songs that really called for female harmony, and we're glad we chose her. She did a great job for sure.
That's awesome, man. So will it be a different crew that you take with you on the road then?
Slightly different. Carson is still my lead guitar player. My drummer, we actually ran into at an acoustic show we did in Conroe. He's from Conroe originally. His name is Will Cipolio, and he was like, man, you guys are awesome. Y'all looking for a drummer? And I'm like, we actually are. And it was just super, you know, fate kind of thing, you know? And my bass player, I met from a friend of a friend, Jack Barbie, lives in Austin. So now we got, you know, we're a four-piece band playing together before you know it. And we've, you know, just done a few stops on this tour so far, you know, San Marcos, Houston. But they've been great crowds. And we've been, you know, these guys did their homework. And they we came together and we were just automatically tight. It was awesome. And
nice.
We're having a really fun time together for sure.
That's awesome. Well, you know, stay a tight-knit group because you guys are going to be in close quarters and you're going to get at each other's throats inevitably at some point.
We've gotten a feel for it, yeah.
So you're in it for the long haul, so pace yourselves, guys. Mason Lively is our guest if you're just joining us. He's got a new album, a debut album, which comes out tomorrow. But Mason, you're kind of a part of this new generation of performing artists that is inheriting really what is a rapidly changing music industry. And it's in this world that's more accustomed to streaming music than buying it. In fact, just a side note, you know, how many have you bought a lot of albums in your lifetime?
I actually have. For somebody have my age, okay. I like to buy CDs, you know, because we were talking about earlier, anybody somewhat interested in music really is eager to read the liner notes, especially this scene, because you know a lot of the same names when you're a musician or something like that. Like, who played on this, you know? So that's one of the reasons why I enjoy it. And even if it's an album that I don't get my hands on the CD for, I enjoy listening to albums all the way through. I think that's the main beauty of it. If something comes up on Spotify, you know, like Casey Musgrave's brand new album, I listen to that from, you know, top to, yeah, you know, front to back. And that's just, you know, that's the best way to listen to albums, I think, is you get a mix of everything this artist can do in this period of time. So
that's awesome. Well, I'm really glad to hear that because that's kind of a rarity for someone your age. And I don't mean to, I always hated it when I was your age and someone my age would talk
say
to
for
me
someone your
about
age.
Yes, because somehow it sounds offensive, but I don't mean it that
really
way at
not.
All.
No,
I feel like I'm your age still, but
I've gotten so used to it doing this.
You know, we work with a lot of college students, of course, here who are in a laboratory environment here at the station, and so many young people that I talk to these days, I don't think have maybe ever bought an album in their lives because they didn't have to. You know,
right,
I mean, anything
exactly.
they wanted to listen to, they could just go type into a search bar and stream it for
nothing.
And that's
cool. I do a lot of music like that too, like I said, but it's just, I think those are really the people who are really into it, especially in a specific scene like this, and, you know, musicians, they're really the only ones left that are eager to buy CDs and things like that. So, I take pride of it and pride in it, but then again, I'm down with anybody listening to my music in any way, as long as they're listening to it and enjoying it.
For really young folks, CDs are these round things that you used to put into a player, which is apparently now a dying format. But no, that's really cool, man. And I mean, do you kind of have a plan? And I know it's different for me to be able to look at what's happened, you know, before you and the way music used to be, and that everybody bought albums. You went out to a record store to buy an album, you know. But things have changed so much. Do you kind of have a plan as to how you're going to approach music as a career in this climate, because, you know, people are having to do things a little differently than they have in the past.
Right. Especially in this scene, the main thing is just to tour as much as you can, sell merch, sell t-shirts, shows. That's how you really make your money, because you hardly make money on records anymore. And again, you know, as long as people are listening to it, they'll come out to shows.
Right.
And that's really what I'm grateful for. But yeah, it's always great to see a fan that says, hey, I want to buy a CD. I want to listen to it on the way home. And
yes,
and that's just kind of a special thing you get, you know, from a fan or somebody who just heard your stuff.
Very cool, man. So you are going to be in this general area on Saturday. I think you've got a gig in Fort Worth.
We do. Full band show at Magnolia Motor Lounge. I'm so excited to be there. I've heard a lot about it. And I'm actually heading to another radio station to do an interview right after this
Fort
Worth. And
nice.
Yeah, it's... a lot of traveling, but we've got tons of dates up around here, Dallas-Fort Worth area, so be sure to go to masonlively.com and check those out.
Yeah, you do definitely have a very busy tour schedule coming up and many chances to catch this guy all over the state. Sometimes the stations that you go to are going to be commercial radio stations. In fact, probably most stations that will book you might end up being a commercial radio station, and that's great. We're a non-commercial radio station here, and I know that you and I were talking off the air a little bit about how you're a fan of some of the things that that NPR does for music with their, like, tiny desk concerts.
For sure.
And the like.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
And so we are an NPR affiliate. We are a non-commercial station that is dedicated to local artists and Texans. And, you know, we've gone all this time without having to say, hey, we got to stop for some advertisement or commercial getting in the way of you and my's chat. So what would you say to somebody about why they should support a station like this? Because we, instead of selling advertisements, ask people to just, you know, give from their own heart to the station directly.
Right.
So why should somebody support us?
Because I think radio is something that everybody should support. I mean, still to this day, and especially radio stations like this. I mean, this station plays incredible music. And even if you're, you know, a college student who's not really into this type of music, you will get into it in some way eventually, I promise you. I mean, it's a very wide range of stuff that y'all play here at KETR, and it's so cool, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. And this is already one of my favorite stations.
Awesome, just from sitting here. That's what I like to hear. Well, I'm definitely going to be sending you home with one of these Notably Texan bumper stickers that I hope will all go right on your guitar case, which is already donning a bunch of other cool stickers. So
for sure,
I hope it'll find a happy
looking
home on there.
It.
We're going to be able to refer back on this interview someday and be like, see, we were one of the first people to interview this guy who's just completely blowing up right now. And that's what we're all about around here. Is
that might be too much credit.
Well, right. Well, you know, hey, I'm just thinking positive for you, man. But that we're all about giving you, you know, artists like yourself that are just getting started a voice right alongside the established artists here on the show. So you would like to play a song for us live. This is a cut from the new album. Tell me what song and tell me about it, if you will.
Cool, absolutely. This is a song called Hard to Let Go. Out of all the songs that I've written for this record, this one is definitely a lot of personal experience. And well, I was one of those annoying couples that, you know, was with a girl all through high school, you know, and everything.
Okay.
And then I got dumped, so I was like, you know, and of course my dad instead of like kind of like being, you know, somewhat, you know, feeling bad for me about
yeah,
it,
yeah.
He was like, so when are you going to write a song about this? And I'm
okay.
Like, Dad, leave me alone. But but eventually, after a few months, you know, looking back on it now, I mean, it's silly, a high school relationship. But,
sure.
But I got a good song out of it. So this is.
He was smart. He was smart to say
there
that
you go.
To you.
He suggested it. So good on you, Pops. And this is. Yeah, this is definitely one I'm super proud of on the record, and it's called Hard to Let Go. There I go, thinking about you again, wondering where you are and where you've been, and where you're going. It's been hard to let you go. Now I'm wishing on a shooting star that I'm on your mind wherever you are. I hope it ain't that far. They say the time can heal my wounds, but they don't know the hell that I've been through since I lost you. I just try not to let it show. You left when the leaves began to fall. 3 years of love and now it's gone. I thought we had it all.
A live performance in the KETR studios by Mason Lively from his debut album, Stronger Ties. That's Hard to Let You Go. You can find that tune on this brand new record. Mason, where can people get a hold of this album other than catching you live? Of course, I assume you'll have it at your shows, but where can people find you online and where can they get this album?
Yes, sir. You can get it anywhere you get your music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and yeah, be sure to catch it there. YouTube, they're all going to be on there. Be sure to go to masonlively.com as well to come and catch a show, get a physical copy.
Yeah, the as I mentioned earlier, the closest show coming up in the immediate future is going to be this weekend on Saturday night. A little bit of a drive from here in Northeast Texas, but Fort Worth is certainly within reach, and you've got that gig where again on in Fort Worth on Saturday?
The Magnolia Motor Lounge.
Right, right, right. You already said it, but you can't say it enough. Tell us again the website where people can find you.
www.masonlively.com. There you go. It has all my tour dates and
links to all your social networking.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. And it's a pretty self-explanatory name. Nothing too tricky about spelling Mason Lively, I don't believe. Man, this has really been a treat, dude. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's been great spending a portion of the afternoon with you, man. And I wish you all the best. I do believe you've got a bright music future ahead of you, man. So
thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I'm really glad to be here, and I've enjoyed it.
Come back by and talk to us again soon, all right?
Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
I hate seeing another love fall through and pictures off the wall. But if I don't make them dreams come true, it won't be worth, no, no, no. I hate seeing another love fall through and pictures off of the wall. But if I don't make them dreams come true, it won't be worth.